Welcome into our Thursday edition of Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. And with us on the line is the head coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles football team, Logan Willard. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So you are entering, I believe, year two of your tenure at Eagle Grove. Last year, tough year, a winless season for Eagle Grove, and albeit set to the background of COVID-19, which made it tough for everybody. But you come back, you actually have a pretty solid core of players coming back. You return a sophomore quarterback in Jake Jeske that started every game as a freshman. You returned three of your top ball carriers from a year ago. What's your confidence level in this team coming into this season?
I'm really confident going into this season. It is really nice to have those guys coming back with that experience. I think, you know, as we get into the season here, I think it's really going to play a big role for us. You know, last year, you know, a year experience for them is going to be a big deal.
Taking a look at some of you lose a couple of notable offensive linemen from a season ago, but you do return quite a bit of that offensive line core from last season. What do you think of your guys up front? Because I have a feeling that with your program, everything really starts up front.
Yeah, it does, 100%. We're returning a few guys, including Jack Mendoza, who he's one of our better linemen. And, you know, we'll just rely on his experience out there. He kind of controls what's going on up front for us. And, you know, he's got a really good idea of what we're trying to do every night. And so we'll rely on him heavily. He's got a good relationship with his tackle right next to him, Corey Anderson. They played together all last year. So really excited for those guys. And then we actually got a senior back this year, Peyton Larson. He's looking really good for us. He had to sit out last year due to injury, so we're looking forward to getting him back on the field for us too.
Taking a look a little more in-depth on your ball here, some of the notable names coming back that were in the backfield a season ago, Tate Richardson, Blake Morgan, Roberto Callis. Those are three guys that got a bulk of the carries a season ago. You do lose Preston Huntley from that backfield last season. What do you think? Where do you feel your ball carrier stand as you go into your week one matchup with Clarion Goldfield Downs?
I think they're in a good position. Tate Richardson's actually going to be at quarterback for us this year, at least for the time being. You know, Jake Jeske's got an injury right now, so Tate will carry a heavy load for us. We'll definitely rely on Roberto Callis as he comes back his senior year. You know, and then we'll fill in with Blake Morgan and Caden Schultz in that backfield. You know, Blake Morgan had a good year for himself and went down and ran at state track, so we're looking forward to seeing his speed on the field again. And, you know, Caden Schultz is just kind of a reliable guy for us. He's always going to be there, you know, good hands out of the backfield. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys all together.
Your matchup in week one is a county rival in Clarion Goldfield Downs. How do you talk to your kids? How do you keep them on an even keel? Because we know high school kids can get really amped up for rivalry games. How do you keep them down to earth with making sure they're doing their job going up against a county rival in week one?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't even talk about, you know, that kind of stuff. We worry about ourselves. You know, Clarion beat us 76-0 last year, you know, and my senior class has never won a football game, so we just go day to day and focus on ourselves, and, you know, we try not to get into the hype because there's no point in talking about something that we've never done before. And, you know, we're striving to win one game first, you know, one day at a time. And so as far as getting all hyped up, you know, it's just game one for us. We're excited to get out on the field. You know, it's going to be fun that it's against Clarion. But like I said, without experience of, you know, actually winning a football game, there's nothing to talk about or hype. We need to do our jobs. You know, we need to do them correctly first, and then everything else is just going to fall where it does.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck this Friday night against Clarion Goldfield Downs.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
That was the head coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Logan Willard, here on Coach Speak, and we'll be right back after this on 95.7 KQWC.